News. I'm Ben Thomas. Egypt's made a proposal to end the Israel-Hamas war. It's getting a cool reception from Israel and Hamas, but it's not being rejected outright. Pope Francis appealed for peace in his Christmas message. Donna Warder has details.
In his message at St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope especially called for an end to the war between Israel and Hamas.
I plead for an end to the military operations with their appalling harvest of innocent civilian victims and call for a solution to the desperate humanitarian situation by an opening to the provision of humanitarian aid.
Pope Francis said the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel was abominable, and he called for the release of hostages still being held. Francis said to pray for peace throughout the world, including in Syria and Yemen. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukraine celebrated Christmas today, December 25th. Rather than the later date followed in Russia, Ukraine is predominantly Orthodox Christian, but the faith is divided between two churches, one of which had long affiliation with the Russian Orthodox Church. In the war, President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed the shooting down of two Russian fighter jets on Christmas Eve. Ukraine says its air defenses also intercepted 28 of 31 Russian drones launched. Meantime, Russia's claiming a battlefield advance, saying its forces took control of Marinka, a now deserted but strategic town about 12 miles west of Donetsk, the largest city in Russian-held territory. And a little business news, Rita Foley on gift cards.
Americans are expected to spend nearly $30 billion on gift cards this holiday season. According to the National Retail Federation, restaurant gift cards are the most popular. They make up one-third of those sales. Most of those gift cards will be redeemed. Paytronix, which tracks restaurant gift card sales, says around 70% of gift cards are used within 6 months.
This is AP News. The NBA's Christmas lineup started with the Knicks beating the Bucks by getting at least 20 points from four players.
The Knicks bounced back from Saturday's 19-point loss to the Bucks by defeating Milwaukee for the first time in 10 tries, 129-122. Jalen Brunson was among four Knicks with at least 20 points, finishing with 38.
We struggled against this team throughout this year, and so the fact that we came with a win today, it's special.
Julius Randle had 24 points and 9 rebounds. R.J. Barrett added 21 points. And Emmanuel quickly came off the bench to score 20. Milwaukee sliced a 14-point third-quarter deficit to 4 before its winning streak ended at 7 games. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard each scored 30 points for the Bucks. I'm Dave Ferry.
Also on the hardwood, Denver beat Golden State 120-114. And the NFL is also in action this Christmas. The Raiders beat the Chiefs 20-14. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.